Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Screenfish Radio proudly brings to you its latest episode on Creed 2. In this corner, from parts unknown, the challenger, Jordan Thumps Toms, and his opponent, weighing in at 207 pounds, the fighting Irishman himself, Colin McCartney. But with no further ado, welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Screenfish Radio, we are so glad you could join us this week as we talk about Creed 2. And this week we have a couple of Screenfish newbies. I guess it's glad you guys could come on. Jordan Thumps and Colin McCartney, welcome guys.
New to you, but not new to everyone.
That sets the tone.
Yeah.
This week we are talking about Creed 2. In 1985, Russian boxer Ivan Drago killed former U.S. champion Apollo Creed in a tragic match that stunned the world.
Is that true?
It is. This is based on a true story. Not many people know that.
Wow.
It's a documentary, actually. Against the wishes of trainer Rocky Balboa, Apollo's son Adonis Johnson accepts the challenge from Drago's son, another dangerous fighter. Under guidance from Rocky, Adonis trains for the showdown of his life, a date with destiny that will soon become his obsession. Now Johnson and Balboa must confront their shared legacy as the past comes back to haunt each man. As we start off our conversation, just a reminder that this podcast is rated S for spoilers, so we will speak about any detail that we darn well please. You should know that. But guys, let's drop the gloves. Pun intended.
Very good.
Thank you. I worked hard on that, actually.
That was a good one. How long did it take you to think of that?
6 days.
So should we be saying, let's get ready to rumble?
I was glad to see him because HBO dropped their boxing and he's out of a job. So I thought that was...
I wonder how much they paid him for that.
He owns that,
he
you know.
He got a lot, bro.
He owns what?
He owns that phrase. He patented that phrase.
Oh, wow.
He's the only one that can say it, actually. That's true.
So I'm going to get sued.
I'm sorry. We'll cut it. We'll edit that. Guys, what did you think of Creed II?
Or LL?
LL. Creed 2.
I'll let Jordan, since he's got the name Jordan, similar to the actor.
Mm-hmm. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, but he's, you know. I'll let you start.
Only if I look like Michael B. Jordan.
I think you're ripped like
that. No, so... Yeah, Creed 2. I really enjoyed Creed 2. There's three things that really stuck out to me the most. So the first one is the opening scene. So I love the Rocky speeches. Every time I hear Rocky do a speech or give advice, just his wisdom, I love it with his voice and how he says it. It's just really... convicting and encouraging, and it's just like, yes, it makes me want to go up and do something, right? So that was one thing I liked about the movie. But the opening scene where he says, are you here to prove something to yourself or to others? I felt like that was kind of the premise for the whole movie. That was something that was a thread throughout the whole movie. Are you here to prove something to yourself or to others? And not just in boxing, but it goes deeper into detail of, like, your personal life, right? So I really enjoyed that, and then the theme of fathers obviously was a big one,
which is good for you because you have a 2-year-old now.
Yeah, I have a 2-year-old now, right?
That's right.
And so I liked it, right? So you have obviously the relationship of Adonis and Apollo, right? Yeah. That's gone, but him being his father, and then Rocky taking on kind of that father role to Adonis, and then Adonis becoming a father, right, to his son. And then you have Ivan and Victor and their relationship. And then at the end, Rocky goes back to his son, Robert. And there's that father thing. So it's throughout the whole movie you see kind of that thread of father as well. So those were kind of the... I thought the movie was more about personal life and those things. And boxing was just something that brought everyone together to come watch the movie. Mm. It was more so about that. The boxing was like a bonus. Mm-hmm. But it really touched on real life stuff more than, I think, the boxing. So it was thought-provoking, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Mm. I think for me it was like, there was a one line, I don't know if you remember, the line you quoted was good, like, what are you fighting for?
Mm-hmm.
Yourself or others. But there's another line that he kept saying is... I think it was basically, what are you fighting for? He kept saying that over mm-hmm. and over, had different perspectives, different angles to it. You know, so he, not just for Adonis, but also for, what was his name, Victor?
Yeah, Victor Drago.
He was dealing with situations with his mother abandoning him, and the whole Soviet Union being behind his dad, and then they abandoned him when he lost to Rocky.
Yeah.
And his mother walked out on the family, so now the son is kind of taking on the anger of the father.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that interesting because there was that connection between the enemy, the opposition, you know, of Adonis. So we can't forget about that sideshow going on there at the same time as what Adonis was going through with his father. So there's a real, some three fathers now involved.
Yeah.
And Stallone is kind of, or Rocky's also sort of Creed's father. You know, in a way,
exactly.
Like he's like the adopted father in a lot of ways.
Yeah, there's, so, you know,
fathers everywhere.
Yeah, so Creed loses his father, but he gains a Rocky mentor father figure.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky's, you know, not connected with his son anymore till the end of the movie, like you said. And then you got Ivan and what's it, Victor?
Victor. Yeah.
Those two guys. It was very interesting in that sense. But we all know that with Rocky movies, right? Like,
yeah.
Well, at least the Creed movies are very much like that. The first one was similar.
Yeah, I gotta say, I like the first one better.
Yeah, me too.
And I thought that it spent more time with Creed, which is weird to say.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I thought that the most interesting relationship in the whole movie was Victor and Ivan.
Yeah.
I thought that was way more interesting. Yeah. Like, I couldn't... The first movie, Donnie is Adonis or whatever, you know, Creed, whatever you want to call him. It's all about him and his emotional journey.
Yeah.
This one, I couldn't really figure out what his was. It sort of goes in a couple of different places. Like, is it just about fighting the guy? Why does he want to fight? And I know that's a question. Why does he want to fight him?
Yeah.
But that relationship between... I almost wanted the film to be called Drago. Because I was like... I was so interested watching his relationship with his dad.
Yeah.
Between Ivan and Victor. Because that scene when they're in the dining hall and his mom walks in...
Yeah.
And you just sort of assume she's gone forever and she's dead, and you just see the look on Victor's face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he says to him, "Why do you care what these people say to you? They're the ones that turn their back on you."
Yeah,
I love that argument. That was actually my favorite moment in the whole film.
See, because Victor was like, the father was living through Victor, trying to regain, get everything back. But I like the end of the fight, the fight where... Victor throws in, or Ivan throws in the towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when the son and father finally have a proper relationship.
Yeah. That's when the light goes off for Ivan.
Yes.
It's just like, what am I doing? It's not worth it. They left again, my son. Like.
Yeah, because his wife leaves.
Yeah.
She leaves. The crowd is turned on them now.
Exactly.
The Russian crowd's chanting Creed at the end, which was a bit much for me.
Yeah,
I was like, okay.
But you're right. Like, then Ivan, you know, he's just like, this is crazy. And that's then it ends. It's interesting. It ends with their training.
Yeah, they're running together.
Yeah, they're like they're together.
Oh, I never picked up on that. Yeah, you're right.
He's not like in the car anymore. They're actually jogging together.
Yeah, they're doing it together. Yeah, so going back to the Ivan and Victor relationship and that dining hall scene, right, where he talked about him saying, like, why are you trying to impress these guys, basically, that they've turned their back on you, they want nothing to do with you. He knows that, but because of his father's honor and respect in him, he's still willing to go and do what his father wants. I found that interesting, too. So it kind of makes me think, like, man, they can do a side or separate movie just on
him.
Their life.
Yeah.
Sure, maybe they will. Maybe Creed 3 will be the two of them.
They're buddies now.
It's going to be like the original Apollo and Rocky. Eventually they're going to be buddies, you know?
It's like Star Wars. You know, it has like the side stories?
Yeah.
Like they can do a side story on
I actually would like to see that. I came in, like, a lot of times when I see an interesting character, I'm not saying like I want to see him, but I was so interested in what they did with Victor.
Yeah,
I kind of wanted to see a Victor movie, you know?
Yeah. Like, if they went in more detail, if they go back in time from when he lost the fight, how his wife ended up leaving him, how the
old Victor.
They did all that kind of stuff, Ivan. And then how from and his son, how he trained him, what he said to him, to make him become what he is, and that kind of stuff, and the impact of the mother on him and stuff before and after she left. Like, it would have been, that would have been dope to see.
It's like,
more.
Yeah, it goes back to that statement of what are you fighting for?
Yeah.
What are you fighting for? Same with Rocky.
Yeah.
Because he gets reunited with his son. And, you got to remember that. So Stallone, he lost his son. How many years ago was that? Didn't his son die of a drug overdose or something?
You mean in actuality?
In real life. Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, I don't know when that was, but he did.
I think it was right before the first Creed movie.
Mm. Oh, only like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was right. I think it was right before.
Oh, okay.
It happened maybe when they were filming it, because I think he actually had pictures of his real son. Wasn't his real son in it?
No, the guy. I don't know.
Wasn't he the actor that played his?
Oh, when he was little, it may have been his.
Yeah, there's some connection there, but
because Milo
on the fridge.
Is that his kid?
I think that's his real son who died.
Oh, okay. Because I know Milo. Mm. Milo played his son in Rocky V.
Okay.
So, and that was when he said, what's wrong with you? And he left. Like, we haven't seen Milo since Rocky V.
But you see the picture, he sort of shadows back in Creed, the original, the pictures on the fridge and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right about that. You think that may have been his real son, really?
I think so. I could be wrong.
That would make sense.
But the point I'm trying to make is that Rocky's still more out of Rocky. Stallone's still mourning or grieving his son, I think. And that's why fatherhood's so important to him, I think, and being reunited with. When it's all, who are you fighting for?
Yeah.
Because you could spend your life fighting for the wrong things, right? Like, you could be fighting for your career, as a business person making money. But in the end, who are you fighting for? Like, that's not worth it.
Yeah.
One of the other quotes, too, to just go off what you're saying, that Rocky says is, I'm living in the past. Rocky says that to Adonis when they're in the alley in front of his house.
Rocky says that?
Yeah.
That Donnie's living in the past?
No,
Rocky's living in the past.
Yeah, Rocky says that he's living in the past, right? And to go back to the whole father thing, right, what are you fighting for? I think Rocky realizes this. He has a second chance with Adonis. He's like, man, through boxing and everything, I lost my son. Yeah, my son didn't want to take on boxing, so we didn't have that connection, and we kind of went separate ways, and I haven't reached out or whatever. So, again, going back to the personal of what are you fighting for? And then at the end, the last fight, and when he wins, he goes, now you know what you're fighting for. Rocky says that to Adonis, right? Yeah. You finally know it's not just about, avenging your father and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but that was a question I had throughout the movie, because I wasn't sure what Donnie's looking for in the film.
Mm-hmm. I'm still confused on that one. Like, what are you fighting for? Because he goes back to fight again. And it seemed more ego again, like, this guy beat me a lot, I look bad.
Yeah.
I think he was supposed to be fighting for his family.
I think at the end, because he says, I need you, we're doing that.
Yeah.
But, at the beginning, it was just like, well, this guy ticked me off, and he killed my dad, so I gotta fight him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is it that simple? Because, the first movie, they got, it got deep.
Yeah.
When he screams out, I gotta prove I can do this, because I'm not a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I man-teared in that. I was like, what is this? Was the deepest thing I've ever seen in a boxing movie, was that moment to me.
Yeah.
And then from this one, I'm like, so what is he fighting for? Is he, because his relationship with his dad in the first one was so complicated with Apollo.
Yeah.
This one, I just wasn't sure. Like, what do you think that Donnie is looking for? And Victor, what do you think they're looking for?
I think for Victor, it was like, I'm fighting for my dad's reputation. So it's kind of like he's been brainwashed by his dad. You got to do this for me, for our honor, more for my honor, not for your honor, Victor. I think with Donnie, I'm kind of confused, because the first fight he gets this knot beaten out of him, and I guess he was fighting because of his, he felt dissed.
Yeah, pride, ego,
pride,
his
ego, all that. But I felt there was a lot of pride, ego still in the second fight.
Yeah,
he wanted to get back
sure.
to the top of the game, right? So I was confused with that one. I still am. I was thinking about that before the podcast. But don't you guys think that, maybe I'm skipping, maybe we need to spend more time, but don't you think that Jordan...
Wait, Jordan?
Adonis.
Oh. Sure,
the actor, don't you think he was like, it was over the top. I thought he was way too emotional. It was just like, the guy's always crying. He's always feeling sorry for himself. He's like, I felt he was a real wuss in the movie, to be honest with you. I felt like slapping
He's
him.
He's a champ.
I felt like going to the hospital, just slapping him in the face and saying, get a grip on yourself, bro.
You know
that's what I felt. I was overreacting, crying. You know, it was just too much.
You know what I actually thought, and I want to hear what you thought too. I thought the problem was the script, and I think the problem with the script was Stallone wrote it. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. I'm not saying, oh, it was a bad script.
Yeah.
But the first one's written by Ryan Coogler. So he's worked with Coogler now in three films, Fruitvale Station, Creed, and Black Panther. He's in all of those movies. They're all Coogler movies. Coogler can write a script and bring soul to it. He brings heart to it. Like, there is some depth. Stallone writes Rocky movies. And this one felt more to me like a Rocky movie than the first one did. I felt like the first one was like Coogler said, you know, I'm going to write this movie. Stallone, why don't you come in? I can use you in this way.
Right, that's a good point.
And this one was Stallone's like, oh, I'm going to write this movie.
Yeah.
Because they added in, there is another writer who came in and helped him. But and I think there was, I'm not saying it was a bad script. I'm just saying I think Coogler writes better characters and scripts.
Goes deeper.
Sorry.
I mean, it was, to me, I'm the older guy here in the conversation. I remember seeing the original. You know, you were saying 76, right? But to me, it was just so predictable, too.
This movie.
Yeah. I knew what was going on. Like right within, after he wins the championship, and then you see Victor, and you go, okay, he's going to lose it to this guy, and then he's going to come back, and Rocky's going to help train him. And in the end, they're going to win, and everybody's happy, and it's like, you know, Walt Disney, hooray, hooray. See you for Creed 3. It just felt very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whereas the first one wasn't. The first one had all sorts of surprises.
Yeah. I think the script was a bit cloudy, for sure. It wasn't really... It kind of fell off at certain points in the movies, right with timelines and all that kind of stuff. But it was more so, like, it's called Creed, but it focused on Creed, Rocky, and the Dragos. It was it was inclusive to everyone.
There's too much going on in the script.
Maybe. Yeah, like, they could have maybe did two movies out of that, three, if you had the own Dragos, right? Like,
we got a Creed setup, a Drago setup, and then we meet them in the middle. Yeah. It's Batman versus Superman all over again.
Drago 1, Drago 2. Drago 3.
So it was kind of, I felt the same way. So going back to the question you asked, Steve, of, you know, what was he fighting for? What is the answer? When Rocky says that in the ring, what is he like alluding to? What does he mean? I think for Adonis, it would be that those that are in his corner and those that are close to him, and now with his son and his fiance Bianca and Rocky, his mom, all those people, that is what matters, right? But like he says, we do this.
Right.
I need you, like. I need us. Like, it's a we thing. I think he comes to that realization. It's not about just me and my fighting career, but it's about those who love me and that I love and that are close to me. So I think that's for him. And then for Victor, I feel like it's pretty much what Colin said, which is, you know, doing what his father asked for him to do. And but I think even deeper down in that, he was doing these things hoping that his father, Ivan, would realize that it's not about boxing again. It's about us and our relationship. Mom left us, right? Russia doesn't care about us. We're embarrassment to them, but who cares? We have each other. Like, this stuff is bad. I'm not going to skip over it. I have emotional attachments, all these kind of things. But we got to look at what we do have still, and that's each other.
Yeah.
And that's why you see at the end of jogging together, Ivan smiling. Right, like, you didn't see him smile really before that.
Yeah.
Outside of him beating up Adonis, right?
because he's looking for that validation from his dad, right? It's interesting because, this is what Adonis says at the end of the movie. And this is what I mean. Sort of, it jumps around a little bit, and I just wish the first one had a real straight thing. Mm-hmm. But like, so he's talking with Stallone. And they're in the trophy room.
Right, the trophy room. Mm. Yeah, I remember that.
And he says, I was afraid of this. And he's waving his hand at the trophies.
Yeah.
And he says, expectations, being the champ. I was scared I couldn't do what he could. And then he says, now I feel like I can't hear him. But I was like, okay, so what were the expectations? Like, what is he looking for here? Like, was it about that? Was it about revenge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it about him doing the thing that his dad couldn't do, which was beat Drago, so be better than his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Another part I thought was interesting was Stallone leaving him. For the first fight, Stallone leaving was his dad walking out on him again.
Mm.
Like, this is what it was. Like, he was basic, you know, he calls a monk, and he's sort of his father character.
Yeah.
And he sort of walks out on him again. I thought, man, like, this is a really complicated father relationship. There were things I really liked. That one, I'm like, just nail it down. What are you?
Why doesn't he? He's got all his money. He's a boxer. He's a champion, whatever. Why doesn't he get counseling?
He's been hit too many times in the head. Yeah, that's
that's what the guy needs. Not Rocky sitting there with his sensei wisdom, you know, but little shots of wisdom.
Shots of whiskey? Yeah. Did you say no? It's wisdom. Sorry.
But I just felt like, again, I felt like going over to the guy's house, grabbing him, throwing him in the back seat of the car, and taking him to a counselor.
that's Colin's Colin's pastoral care right there. It's just getting the back of the car.
Get a grip, dude. And here's the whole thing: fighting now. What are you fighting for? Okay, now I'm fighting for my family. Yeah, but you're still getting snot beaten out of you in the ring. You could die in the ring. How's that fighting for your family? You could, your baby could not have a father. Your wife could have not have a father. Like, how is, he's already got all this money. Like, well, how is fighting? In the end of it, are we saying that again? That he's looking for applause, he's looking for confidence, self-esteem through fighting. Still, even if it's for his family, it's still a problem he has.
But see, they almost get there. Because what does he say to her? Like, doesn't he say if you couldn't do what you loved, do what you loved, you wouldn't be who you are. You wouldn't exist.
Yeah. That's the problem. Because he'd have to retire one day.
That's right.
Or he's going to get old and lose, and then that's it, and then he's got no self-esteem, and he's done. Like, it's deeper than boxing being the cure.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter what you're fighting for, you got to know who you are.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
But and for you, who you are.
That's why I said it's the personal.
Yeah.
Right? It deals more with that, and it's just boxing that brings everyone out, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah. I agree with you on that. Yeah, I agree with you on the boxing. I thought that... See, the first one, I thought that was more the case.
Yeah.
This one I thought, because that's why I go back to Stallone. I feel like boxing was more important, like winning was more important than in the first movie. Mm-hmm. But I think there was a real personal aspect going on. Like, don't get me wrong. I think it was absolutely... Well, actually,
connected. For all the major characters, I think there was... It wasn't just for Adonis.
Probably Stallone's probably trying to say, look, life is a fight. We're all in a fight. From the day you're born to the day you die, you're in the boxing ring. Mm-hmm. So what are you fighting for? Mm-hmm. But the problem is, if you're fighting for the, as he's saying, if you're fighting for the applause, like Ivan and Victor, of mm-hmm. people, mm-hmm. that's not worth fighting for, mm-hmm. If you're fighting for revenge or anger, that's not worth fighting for. So it goes back to what you're saying, he's fighting for your family, your friends, for love.
Yeah.
But there's still the problem of fighting.
Yeah.
There's not peace there. There's still, and maybe that's what Stallone's saying, there is no peace. You'll always be fighting until the day you die.
But it's interesting, too, because, you brought up a good point talking about he's got to retire someday.
Yeah. I
never thought of that.
Yeah.
She's losing her hearing.
Yeah.
Music is going to be done one day for her. Their kid can't hear. So so what are you – why is she making music? Mm-hmm. She's doing it because she loves it. Mm-hmm. But does he love fighting? Like, is the fighting part of it? Is that worth it?
Yeah, is it worth it going in the desert? Remember he goes to the train, Rocky puts him through this special – weird training.
I love desert. Training in the desert.
The training was good. I like that.
That was cool, but the thing is, by the time he gets in the ring to fight, he's going to be already beaten down and tired and dehydrated.
I thought he broke his ribs in the training. He throws a tire and he spits up blood. I'm like, did he just kill him while they were training?
I'll be honest, right before a heavyweight championship fight.
I'm going to break you as much as I can.
Beat the crap out of you now. So when Victor gets a hold of you, it's going to go 10 seconds. I thought that. I was sitting there going, are you kidding me? Why would Rocky do this if he wanted to get killed? I mean, he's trying to kill himself. Even when he's jogging, in the heat. Remember he collapses? Like, that's not good for you. Good.
Rocky stays in the car. He's sitting there in the mirror. Get up.
Or Rocky's driving the car. He's like 3 feet behind his kid.
Yeah.
Kid falls out. Rocky can run him over. Stay further back, dude. It's weird. I mean, that desert training thing was okay. It was a bit over the top again. Like, I understand the point. We're going to make you so strong. We're going to make you able to bear so much pain that when you get in the ring, you're going to be able to deal with this. But yeah, she says that in the movie. She says something like, now you've been to hell or something.
Yeah,
I'm going to take you to hell again so that you can overcome it. Something like that.
Because Victor's so strong, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I think, too, another thing that's, Stallone does well is I think throughout the whole movie, he was making Adonis – and the viewers look past current situations.
Yes.
And look deeper into the bigger picture, yeah. Right? So, for example, when the daughter is born,
yeah,
right, and she goes, and she can't hear. They do the test, she can't hear, and he goes, oh, it's hope. Sometimes it doesn't catch it, and he goes, well, what if she never gets her hearing back? You got to think about things like that, right? That was his quote, and it's like you got to look beyond just the current.
Yeah.
And he always looks at the current. That goes back to him being so emotional. Yeah. This guy's calling me out. His dad killed my dad. I got to fight him. I just got beat up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I got to fight him again. I'm not going to stop until I beat him, right? It's always current. But Rocky's trying to push him to make him look deeper and beyond the current.
Yeah.
Like, what really matters?
Yeah. And that's what's good about those Creed movies anyway, and the Rocky movies too. Like, to Stallone's credit, he does bring that emotional... You relate to the emotions of the character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you, it's hard when you see the fighting scene at the end. You're kind of cheering for both guys.
Yeah.
I
mean, Victor really isn't the super enemy. He's just.
Yeah.
He's not Ivan because Ivan is the Red Army in the first movie. Cold War. You got to tear it down, right?
Yeah.
So you see, and then again, you got again back this whole thing of the past,
mm-hmm.
the Cold War.
Mm.
You know, but you got to look to the future. Rocky's saying that. So you got Ivan who's dealing with the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's dealing with the future,
mm-hmm. and Ivan wants the past back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, now that you say that, because what you know, he walks into the arena. I thought it was really interesting at the end. You know, he sort of goes into like Super Creed mode. Like he's got the Drago shorts now, and they're in the Money Arena.
Yeah.
Like, this is like Russia, and this is like the crowd is chanting his name, and this is what Ivan wants back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is the past. It's the Cold War.
I want my old wife back.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
I want the status, right? Like, when he was in that room, those are all, like, high-end people. Those are, like, people of power and authority.
Yeah. But Victor, being the young one,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he sees the need of that, but he just wants his dad.
Yeah.
He's, you know, this money, this is good. But like he's not upset that they've got money now. He's upset that, you know, why do you need their approval?
Yeah, I wonder if Victor even really wanted to box.
He was a gardener. He wanted to plant flowers.
He wanted to be an artist. Who's the black guy that sets up to fight between them? What's his name again? And
Bobby,
I can't remember his name, but I know he's the promoter.
Yeah,
the Don King type guy.
Yeah. So he goes to Russia.
Yeah.
And Victor's fighting in like this, like underground league. It's not even like a real league. So who says he's even getting really money off of that? It's the dad that's trying to push him, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, he's just doing this, he's big, whatever, but is that really what he wants to do?
Yeah, the promoter greets the dad. It's not like he said, oh, I heard your son's here. He's clearly knows Ivan, and he's like, oh, our kid looks good. Like, he's sort of setting that up, right?
Yeah,
it's Ivan's intention. Because even those fight scenes at the beginning in the underground areas or whatever, You just see Ivan's face. He's kind of like, I'm grooming him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this little grin in his face after the knockouts.
Yeah. Like he
destroys people.
Yeah, it's like he knows. He picks up off of kind of Rocky One, right? Adonis' name is now known. He's been fighting. His name's been, you know, from Johnson back to Apollo, to Creed. And it's like, okay. And then it goes into Creed Two, and it kind of, when you first see Ivan, it's like, okay, I know that Adonis, right? It's Creed's son. I'm gonna try to set up this fight and get my son into it now, right? And so,
yes,
he knew from time that this is what he was going to do, right? And you see that with the promoter and all that.
It's funny because Stallone, like back to this whole thing about like every movie, he always needs some sort of an enemy, you know, an opposite, you know, a mirror, whatever, foil, whatever they call it. So, but Stallone made the foil. You know, you felt for the foil. You felt for the guy.
Yeah.
You know, so it wasn't so much like you said, like the Cold War warrior of Ivan was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wanted Rocky to beat Ivan because he killed Apollo and all that stuff. But with Victor, it was more like, you know what, you actually felt for this kid.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was one of the things I thought was interesting in the film was the idea of the son sort of be taking on the father, becoming the father. Because the first movie... You know, that's what I loved about the first movie. The villain in the first movie is his dad. And his dad isn't in the movie. Like, there's that beautiful scene where he's boxing. Boxing the video of Apollo.
Huge. That was, that movie was so good because of that whole thing.
Yeah, but see, you didn't really, the match was just the symptom of this real fight.
Yeah.
But what do you think that means? Like, in this film, we sort of see the son becoming the father. He sort of takes that role on. How do you think that plays out? Or do you think it does?
Well, I think it shows in some ways. I think for Adonis, it's kind of like, I now get to know my dad a bit better. I can sort of understand the stress and the pressure he was under.
Hmm.
And I think it gives him more sympathy towards his father. Maybe it's therapeutic in a way, but he's actually experiencing what his father would have experienced.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And trying to balance your family and what are you fighting for, you know, is the question again that his father had asked that question. And I don't know if he answered it correctly or not, but...
His father was asked that question?
No, I'm just saying he must have.
Oh, he must have.
Like, in his mind, like every boxer. Like, what I liked about the movie was just you felt the stress of a fighter, a prize fighter.
Yeah.
Like, that is a tough job. Like, like, you lose, you're, like, garbage. You win, you're the hero.
Yeah.
And you got to keep winning.
Yeah.
And your ego gets so wrapped up in that. You know, even the heavyweight belt that Adonis won had a picture of Apollo on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has Creed and Rocky
on the belt.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think for me, when you look at it, Adonis took the hardest way to get to where he needed to go in terms of this question, right? So at the end of the movie, I think it's finally a closed chapter in his life. Like, if there's future movies, there may be a little thread of that, but it's not going to be so dominant as it was in the second movie.
Right.
Right? Of his father. So he's experienced what his father has experienced, right? His pride and everything like that, trying to revenge his father's death. He's accomplished that and everything. And it kind of ends with, okay, I can close this chapter in my life pertaining to my father, right? Apollo. And so... You know, now him becoming the father, I think you're going to see him, I would hope, making more mature decisions, right? And I think there'll be more, you know, storyline and more way given to him and Bianca and the daughter.
Hmm. Yeah, because
the
next one, Bianca could be 4 years old or something like that, right? Yeah, she could be a toddler or a kid, an older kid.
Yeah, and who knows, too, like, again, going back to what are you fighting for and this stuff, like, it's hard in their relationship between Adonis and Bianca because they're both on limited time.
Right?
Yeah.
Boxers, you can't box forever, and the older you get, young people's coming up, man, it's hard. She's going deaf. Her music career, it needs to pop now. So if he puts it on hold to give her an advantage because she's going to go deaf and not be able to hear soon, he's putting his career at risk. So it's like, again, decisions now. What's going to happen?
Who are you fighting for?
Who are you fighting for? What are you going to do? Are you gonna be home more so you can take care of your daughter and support your wife because she's going deaf and she has a career? Or are you going to continue fighting and figure out another way to do both? I don't know. So it'd be interesting.
If there is another one.
There will, because this one has actually made more money than the last one.
But Rocky says he's not coming back.
Well, see, okay.
Let's get into that.
I think maybe
Stallone's right, though. Maybe he needs to be out of it, and now it's just the Creed.
Well, I think that even ties in. See, I think that ties into the son becoming the father too, because he says that's Stallone's last line in the film. No, sorry, that's the last line of the fight, because he goes to talk to his kid.
Yeah.
He says it's your time now.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no indication of why before that, like with the cancer and all that in the first movie. Sort of thought that, but I think Stallone wants to pass the torch.
Yeah.
So I would suspect that if they do a third one, it'll be a Creed story. And they'll get him back in some part, and he'll die the first third of the movie or something like that, and then it'll be another aspect. But they can't just have him not show up. Like,
well,
he can't
have a picture of him on a wall, and they talk about it.
They could have killed him off before the next movie.
Yeah,
they could
do that. Could yeah. end up with him dying because it could be 4 years from now.
Yeah, or they could be at his funeral, start off as Rocky's funeral.
They could do that, yeah.
And then it goes from there.
Yeah, or he just wants to be a granddad and the father to his child and grandson. I don't know. And it just ends like that. He goes to his son's house, and it's just, I'm doing this now.
Or Black Panther just takes
it. That's right. That's right.
Michael Jordan just says, forget it, man. I'm going to make more money than Black Panther.
I'm going back to Wakanda, even though I'm dead. That's
you can only do so much. Maybe Creed 3 will be 6 years from now. It doesn't have to be this year. It could be like
That's true.
Years from now.
Well, who knows, right? And he's a busy guy. Like he's an A-lister now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would he think that, would Creed get in the way of his career?
I don't think so.
Casting for?
I don't think so because he's making money. Like, it's not, they're not bad movies.
And it's in demand. People want to see it.
Yeah, that was the interesting thing is Stallone, he sits down and the last shot is him with the Creed thing on him, which I liked because, again, it's sort of like, this is his thing. I'm going to let, in that moment, it's sort of like, I'm going to let him be the show. I think part of it, maybe it was more his movie. Like, it was more Creed's movie. It's just as much Creed's movie. But because so much of it was tied to the Rocky films.
Right. Yeah.
Like, so much, like, the first one's tied to the Rocky films. We all know that. But it was less about revenge of one of those movies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
Who knows? But, I mean, that'd be interesting if they do a Creed 3. Is there talk about
that? Oh, yeah.
Because of the money, right?
Actually, you know what I heard? This is the director speaking out, and he said, oh, I got an idea for the third one. I want to bring in the son of Clubber Lang.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no.
Who's that? Is that Mr. T?
Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's
just yeah, yeah.
He'd be the new mentor.
They can't be doing this, bringing the sons of past
fight. That's what I mean. Let the past die. That's what they said. Going back, cycling back to what we were talking about before, though, is interesting because you talk about what they want. What are they fighting for? Mm. I kept going back to the idea of glory because that's associated with this. Mm-hmm. It's not just about the championship belt. And I will say, side note, I loved how he lost the fight because I didn't want him to lose the belt and then have to win the belt back. He kept the belt, but he still lost. He just got the crap kicked out of him.
There
was a disqualifier thing. So we knew he had to lose, but it wasn't like, oh, he's the champ now, I got to earn it back. But,
yeah. but it made it even worse.
The loss, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The DQ, the disqualification, because it's kind of like, yeah, you're the champ. Give me a break. You're
just yeah.
That's right.
It's suckier that you've actually kept the belt. You shouldn't have kept it in the first place.
Yeah.
So I think that added pressure on
him.
Added pressure.
Come back and be the clear-cut champion.
But where does the film land on what glory means? What do you think about that? Because that's what these guys seem to be. When you think about boxing, you think about this fight for glory.
I think the idea of glory was sort of like that's not what you should be fighting for in the movie. Like, what are you fighting for?
Yeah.
If it's glory, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know. So I think but the whole idea of glory certainly, it's deep. You can't be fighting just for glory because glory comes and glory goes. Mm. And so it's family, it's friends.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Jordan just tapped out. He's like, "Yep."
I just got draggled right now.
Victor or Ivan? No.
The reality is, I'll tell you what it is. In real life, it's all about the money.
Yeah.
You know, like getting paid like million, 20 million, 30 million to fight, then it's not about glory. It's not about family. It's about the paycheck.
Yeah, I would like to talk a little bit more on the when he gets beat up the first time. Right, and he goes into like that.
We don't have time for that. No kidding. Go on.
And we go on that like he goes on that like year depression before he gets back in the ring. I think that's important because you know, obviously one there's a lot of you know mental health and mental issues and all that kind of stuff is really popular today and it's something that's always been there but it's starting to get the attention that it deserves and everything. But also just. You see the effects, like, okay, boxing for him was everything. Going back to this question of what are you fighting for, right? He gets beat up, and I think another point that Rocky in the movie is trying to make is that this boxing or whatever it is that you have a passion for or that you're doing, in a lot of cases, it doesn't satisfy you entirely and completely.
Mm.
Right? So, like, he loses, he goes in this year-long depression, and Look how he treats his wife because of it.
Yep.
Or his fiance. Look how he's treating his mom. Look how he treats Rocky. You know, his father. And all of these different things. And it's because, again, it didn't satisfy him. Like, okay, he got beat up and all of these things. But then look at the negative impact it had in all of his relations and just on his perspective on life. Right? And so I kind of looked at that and I was like, wow, man, you could tie that to any and everything, right? Just, you know, if I have a bad day or, you know, I do music and stuff like that, if I'm not getting the recognition and all the pressure it puts on you, again, being back, you're the champ, you lose, and you still have the belt. And people say, man, you should have lost. And you have all this, man, this guy, he killed my father. His son could have killed me, right? And it's just all of these different pressures you're putting on yourself. And with media, right, and internet and the way how, science and technology has advanced, it's just like all these added pressures on you that make you go into these thoughts really consistently and all the time. Yeah. And if you're on a big stage, it's just like so much more.
You know, it goes back to that, where's your self-identity? It's in what you do.
Yeah.
If it's in what you do, there's always going to be someone's going to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to have to retire, or you're going to have to go deaf, or whatever. Physically, you're not going to be able to cope. So, again, what are you fighting for? I think in the end, maybe the edge. That's a great question. And we could end with the listeners to wrestle through that. But what are you fighting for? I think it's your self-identity. When it all comes down to, like, who are you?
Mm.
Are you just a boxer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just a singer? You know, are you just the son of a famous person? Because if that's all you are, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. So and why are you trying to live up to these expectations and standards of other people that they're trying to place on you?
Because you don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So yourself, again, that they're feeding that false self-identity.
Yeah.
So again,
I got to be my father.
Ivan and Victor, was Victor, again, didn't know who he was. Am I a boxer? Am I just puppet for my dad? Am I trying to, or is it about my mom? No, in the end, it's all about yourself and how you know who you are.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you said something, it triggered some that I just realized. When they talk about it, they talk about Creed versus Drago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that could be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know Creed versus Drago because it was Rocky IV, but we know Victor is different than his dad.
Mm-hmm.
We know Donnie's different than his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's part of it too. And actually, I was trying to figure out, because there were lots of shots, especially in those scenes with the mental health, the depression,
mm-hmm.
where he's staring at these images of his dad that are enormous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
Is
sort
he
of
training the same gym as
he trained. He go when he goes to LA. Yeah, he goes to the same gym.
I read something like the gym's name was Delphi, which is like, isn't that a? So I read something.
It's a Greek term.
It's a Greek, like a god. Of wisdom or something.
Well, the oracle resided on Delphi, and she was the one that told you your fate or your future or something like that.
It's interesting that that was called Delphi.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. So it's like, is this my fate? Is this who I have to be? Is this other person? But who am I?
But you make a good point. He's looking at his dad again, like, and then you got Victor looking at his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being controlled by the past. You're being controlled by your parents, by your father.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time where you've got to be you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that last line a lot more now that you said that, because it's your time now is laying to rest another thing that the Rocky franchise just left us. Like, you know, that's a story. That was actually, of all the villains, probably one of the most iconic villains, right? So I didn't mind that they went back there, but now they've sort of put those names away, and maybe he can tell a better story moving forward of his own life. And she, don't they have a conversation? He has a conversation with Bianca about that or something, doesn't he? About like, and oh, that's what the line is. She said, Rocky's got to live his life.
Yeah.
We got to start ours. Yeah, that's the line I'm thinking of. And I thought that was interesting because he's like, well, how can I move to LA? What about Rocky? And she says, well, we got to start our life.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's a key part of it too. I hadn't thought of that until you started talking there. There is something interesting in that. And I like it's funny about the mental health stuff. It was nice to see that Bianca didn't know what to do. But, like, I don't know whether his mother was right or was his mother his aunt? I don't know. Anyway, Felicia Rashad.
Yeah,
his mother.
I don't know whether she was right or I just thought she was mean, because she sort of said, you know, he's a man, he got working out on his own or something like that. And I was like, and he's in the pool and he's punching in the air and himself, he's drowning. Like you get this, he's sort of drowning. He can't, I got to come up for air, but I'm still, this is where I am.
Yeah.
But I'm like, go back to the counseling comment. I'm like, do you just leave him there? Like, what do you do in those situations when someone's struggling with something so deep like that? Do you just, you know, I think she just says, well, sport him.
But that's maybe Stallone. That's how he deals with this stuff.
Maybe.
Like every writer, I mean, all this stuff is a lot of his issues. Like, we're dissecting this. We're coming up with some profound thoughts, which is great. That's the beautiful thing about movies.
Yeah.
But I'm sure when Stallone was writing it, he wasn't thinking all those details.
Mm.
And then what you see is a lot of the stuff he's been working out or he's worked out in his own life.
Yeah.
It just comes out naturally. And then he's going to listen. He's going to listen to this podcast for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to go like, wow, man.
He'll be on next week. No, he's not. Don't. That's not true.
He's
that's
gonna
not.
Like, well, yeah, he's going to come on. He's going to say, well, you guys are jerks.
No, you're I just love boxing. Yeah, I just wanted to put it.
All I did was
write a
story. You know?
Ivan was free. I said, I'm good.
Yeah, but to go back to that is like, I think, especially men, right? We've been told like we can't really show emotion, share emotion, and you can't talk about feelings and all of these different things, right? And I know not to make this kind of. You know, I think this is generally for all humans. We struggle with this. You know, not saying that women don't, but men, we, you know, be strong. You got to be the strong one, da, 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 da. But I know, too, specifically in Black culture, those things is looked down upon. So when she says she got to deal with that, a man, that's like a typical
Black
response. Out there, this is a Black person now who has said that comment.
So, so it's okay to say it. No.
Yeah.
You get upset, it's like,
right, so that's kind of like the typical response. I think now because there's so much awareness of it, it's something that is being talked about more within the Black culture that, you know, it'd be good for us to go to therapy and to counseling. That doesn't mean something's wrong with you, but like it's freeing. Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a Black culture thing. It's also it's a male thing for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely
male. Because we think it's a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
I got this. Don't worry. You know, like and sometimes we're not in touch with our feelings. We don't know what's bubbling up inside of us. We don't know those things, and so we don't know how to deal with them. We kind of need. Well, Rocky kind of helped him to deal with the stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
That's another good part of the movie, though. Like that. Here's a guy who's messed up. Dealing with his own stuff, but he's able to help someone deal with their stuff.
Yeah.
The need for true, authentic, caring relationship and how healing that can be.
Mm-hmm.
Inner circle.
There's a beautiful me to we theme in this movie at times, I think, you know, and it's like, even the fact, Jordan and I were talking before about how Bianca sings his theme song at the end. Again, you can make the argument about the fighting and whatnot.
That was cool.
But that's them coming together. But that's them doing their thing together because she's using her music. And he's coming out to fight. So, and I laughed, though, when I'm watching because I'm like, this is epic. And these Russian people don't care at all.
Yeah.
Like hip-hop music from Philadelphia.
When I saw that, I just kind of went, this is real corny. Yeah, that kind of turned me off the movie even more.
Where you and I were like, oh wow, and Colin's like, I'm out.
I'm out. Yeah. Because you liked the music.
I was like, that's dope.
Like, the music was cool, but it was so unrealistic. Like, if, you know,
No, that's not unrealistic. Boxers do that.
The guy's wife singing.
Yeah.
She'd be stressed out. Like, she's like, this is my husband. I'm going to, you know, I'm playing this.
I don't think it's unrealistic.
It's like Conor McGregor having his wife come up
and sing
before he
gets
to be all cursing.
That, right?
Mike
Tyson had Tupac come out and perform for him when he fought.
To me, it's like, you know what? She's stressed out more than the fighter. Because she's going to... It's a lot of women don't even go to the fight to watch their husbands.
His mom was there. Mom was there with her husband's killer.
You're watching your husband get the snot beaten out of him. Even if he wins, he's still going to get a good beating. I've watched a lot of boxing and even some MMA and stuff, and it's kind of like, are you kidding me?
I mean, it's definitely Hollywoodized, but
for sure.
But again, it's that me to we idea, right?
It's trying to bring that in. I didn't see it. Like, my mind went off.
I love that song. Yeah, I was like, it was great.
That's the difference. That's a good thing about movies. Some things people like, some people just like. You know, I think I barfed in my popcorn.
Man, you had a really strong reaction.
I was like, crazy.
Oh, I hope you didn't, because you and Jordan saw the movie together, so that popcorn was shared.
Yeah,
and
he wasn't sitting beside me.
Oh, okay.
The guy in the middle, he thought the talking was great. He edited that one out.
Maybe I won't. Reverend Colin McCartney.
That would be great. The title of your podcast.
I barfed in my popcorn. I'm sure there probably is a podcast called Barfed in My Popcorn.
So now you talk about more of a critique of the movie. It's like, I know you guys, or you liked it, Jordan. What? Creed 2.
Yeah, there's some things I didn't like, though.
But I think it was like, you know.
It's okay if
some
you
ways,
liked
like,
it. No, I liked it, but there's some things I didn't
like. Yeah, in
like
some ways it was good, but overall I was like, it was just a bit over the top. I think Jordan as an actor was over the top. The emotionalism, the crying, he's always crying, he's always on his knees. He's just like, dude, like, come on, man. You know, so I understand that the need for that emotion, I understand, but I think he just took it too far. And maybe the script took it too far, I don't know. But I just thought there's a lot of corniness.
I think I would have liked it better, and I liked it. I sort of fell in between you two. I liked it. But I loved Creed. Like, I loved Creed so much. My expectations of this movie were so ridiculously high.
Same with me.
Oh, my gosh.
I think you're right. Maybe if this was the first Creed one I saw, I'd say it was pretty good.
That was a good movie.
But because of the other Creed, it was hard to top it. It was hard to even get near it. So.
Yeah, as soon as Coogler left the script or left to do Black Panther, which made like $800 billion at the box.
It's a good movie.
It's a really good movie. It's a great movie.
We all agree on that one.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, you know, it's just, it was tough. And again, like I said, it's the predictability of it all.
Yeah.
It was very
predictable. Yeah, it was definitely predictable. So since this is Screenfish, I was thinking, do you guys see God at all in the movie? Yes or no? Like, any representations of, you know, that kind of stuff? Or is it just more so dealing with, you know, Creed and the personal and the self-identity and stuff like that?
It's a good question. For me, it's real life. There's nothing wrong in it. I mean, other than what some people would say, well, he needs to get married and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, and maybe the violence some people from our ilk, you know, Mennonites. but for me, it kind of like, it's like Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm a pastor for the listeners there.
Yeah.
Like Bohemian Rhapsody, it's just like you sit there and you go, man, you know, Freddie Mercury, I just wish he really knew the real Jesus that loves him.
Mm.
No matter what he does, there's a God that just loves him, and his self-identity should be as a child of God. That's the game changer. That's the one that would free him, free Adonis, free Victor, free Rocky, free you to the point that when you know you're loved by God, then you have such a freedom to deal with your own crap and to deal with the hurt and pain, and also the hurt and pain you've put on others, but also to be able to forgive and love. Not that it's not painful, but you're now able, you have God now there. So anyway, I mean, it was more of a, I think it was great in that sense, because it was like causing this kind of discussion. Like, what are you fighting for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to fight the fight that's been fought already. Be who you are as a child of God. Live in that freedom. That's preaching, sorry.
I think you're right. I sort of see that the older he gets, the more Stallone takes on that role of speaking truth and wisdom. Like, I think you talk about, you know, I'm not saying that Stallone is a godlike character in this one. I don't know if he is. Sometimes I see those illustrations really, really clearly. I didn't see that so much in this one, even more than I did last time. The idea of the taking on the name of the Father in the last one just about rocked my world. The idea of stepping into the name of something else, to someone greater. Yeah, like we got a great conversation with that in the episode. Patrick and I were talking about just, you know, as Christians, you know, what does it mean to step into the name of the Father, be his, you know, when he adopts you as his son. And you sort of still see that relationship continue with Rocky here. I think there's a real wisdom and a love and an empowering. It's like, you know, a real support. I think at the end it falls, I mean, as with pretty much most films, it falls on the, you know, what are you fighting for? It falls on love. But that love is, how do you get into that? Well, in this way, it's the love of his family. You know, family is the most important thing. I will say that I felt good about the fact that there's a lot of unconditional love on screen. Mm-hmm. You know, you see that from Rocky, you see it from Bianca. Yeah. Bianca could have said, you've become a monster, I'm out.
Yeah.
And it could have, and even his mother, in this one, there's a lot less judgment from his support systems in this movie than there is in the first movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like his mother, he says, I think he says to her at one point, he says, like, that's it? You know, you're not mad? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm mad.
Yeah, she said, well,
but, yeah. You know, you're a grown man. She keeps saying over and over again, you're a grown man now. You know, you need to make these decisions. But at least they're, like, she shows up at the ring.
Mm-hmm.
She's always going to love her kid. That, to me, in a film like this, is a fingerprint, is a footprint of God's love. It's an echo. It's an echo of something deeper. It doesn't land the plane because there's no mention of faith in this one. But I think it is pointing you in the right direction.
Yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know, in something like this. Like, you're right. Having these conversations, great. Opens up real,
what do you think?
Real truth. Well, yeah.
You don't want to ask the question?
No, yeah, wait a second.
Are you the host of the show?
It's a great question.
No, I mean, I don't really have anything to add. I thought what you guys were saying was what I was thinking, and it was good. Some stuff that you guys said I didn't even think about. So, I think, again, going back to this idea of, you know, the personal and what are you fighting for, it's pointing to something deeper than boxing. Yeah. I think ultimately, even though it doesn't say Jesus or God or anything flat out, but that's what it's pointing to when you really dig deep and go beyond the surface, and it points you in those directions, in those ways. Like, what is it that really matters? You know, family, your loved ones, you know, support, all of those different things, unconditional love, like what you guys was mentioning, and all of that stuff. And all of those things is found, you know, in God.
Yeah.
Even when we rebel or do things or turn our back or go to other sources first, that doesn't change God's perspective and love for us. He's still there. He still comes to the ring. You know what I mean? If we, and those kind of things. So I thought it was a beautiful picture of that.
I remember saying to my wife quite a few years ago, I said, the most important thing in my life has to be my soul.
Mm.
And she was offended because she thought of God first, her second.
Right.
Kids third. So now I put my soul ahead of everything.
Right.
And so then I explained it to her. I said, if my soul isn't right with God, if it's not at peace, if my soul isn't, if I'm not living out of my soul, my true self, my real identity in Christ, if I don't live out of that, then I'm not going to be a good husband. I'm not going to be a good father. I'm not going to be a good friend. I'm not going to be a good person, really, in some ways, right? So that's, to me, when I watch these movies, you know, I'm just like, guys, man, like, who you created to be is amazing, is wonderful. And then you get all these other weird voices telling you need to be a boxer, you need to be this, you need to be that. And it kind of gets in the way of who God really created you to be, which is this incredible, you know, child of God that can do some wonderful things, but not, your self-identity is not wrapped in what you do, who you are.
And that steps into the film too, because you see that with Creed throughout it. You know,
his identity as father, is it being a boxer, is it being, you know, a champion, all that stuff. Like you said, like, it's just all these voices telling you who you are, and in the midst of that, are you listening to the voice of God telling you that you're a son or a daughter who He loves and He's pleased with? Like, that's the big thing. So, and God doesn't turn you away, like you said, doesn't reject you. If you lose a fight or win a fight, He still loves you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah, you know, kind of corny, but
he flipped the switch there. That was like, you and I are sitting here like, whoa, and he's just like, yeah, it was kind of cheesy though. On that note, that's a good place to start reeling it in. Let's screen it or skip it. Guys, Creed 2, Creed II, screen it or skip it?
I'm saying screen it, baby. Go out and support it. Not just stream it, not just bootleg download. But go in the theaters and watch it. Pay a little bit of money. Bring the family, your girl, your boy, whatever it is. You guys have some fun. Watch it.
Wow.
There you go.
I'd say
skip it.
But I'm an old guy, right? So I'm the old guy, the young guy. I trust the young guy for the young listeners out there.
There you go. There you go.
Don't listen to the curmudgeon 54-year-old brother here.
That's hilarious because my age is between you both, and I'm fall literally right between you. I'm like, stream it.
I see it. I go, I want to see it.
It was good.
I'm not necessarily in the theater.
Like, when I came to the first one, I was just a mess because I was just so It's so beautiful to me. And I came out of this one, and the result was, it's all right.
It'd be fun. Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, not yet.
Okay. It'd be interesting to hear that, because for me, like, I grew up listening to Queen.
Right.
So I loved
right.
the movie. It was great. But I wonder if a younger generation would go, this is stupid. I don't know.
There it is. Well, that's the next podcast. Well, I just did Bohemian Rhapsody. Next time there's an older one that you can connect with, and it's done.
Well, have you said that, The Hate U Give? I don't know if you talked about
it. I have not talked about The Hate U Give. I heard The Hate U Give.
I haven't seen it.
What's wrong with you guys, man? I want your listeners to know I see more movies than Steve does.
That's true, actually. I can't deny that.
I go to Steve, I go, hey, have you seen this? He goes, no, not yet. I saw it last night. I bet you've seen this. It was going, not yet. Hey, everybody, I see a lot of movies.
Okay, Colin's podcast on film will start after that. We'll announce it right now.
Yeah, I don't know if that's my specialty.
It's called Tuna Fish.
I just rate the food at the theater. Chili dogs, 4 out of 10. Buttered popcorn, given a 9 out of 10. It was fresh, it was salty.
And his tagline will be, I barfed in my popcorn. That's it.
Is it a barf in your popcorn movie? Or
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on. This was a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It was good.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was great to have you on.
So when are we on next?
We'll talk. I would love to have you guys back on.
I want my commission for this.
Yeah, same thing. A vanilla envelope full of cash.
Well, that's
I'm leaving.
That's up to you, because we're under your ministry now. So
I'm not getting paid anything.
That's right.
What you guys know.
Screen Fish is under Connect Ministries, so. For those of you at home, just a reminder that you can find us on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much hopefully wherever podcasts are available. If you go to the Screenfish website, screenfish.net, go to the podcast page, you can download Fishing for More, and which is small group questions that you can make use of if you see the film or people you've seen the film with, try and spark some of the deeper conversation with that. We will be back. We're doing a blitz this month. We're doing every week. So next week we will be back with an episode on the 23rd of December for The Grinch. And, it'll be fun. And, guys, again.
Colin's a Grinch, as you can tell.
Colin is a Grinch.
This whole podcast, he's just hating on the
movie. I'm a mean one. Mr. Colin.
I was going to say, well, you told him, take his shirt off, he looks like Creed. I imagine you look like Drago.
Yeah.
Ivan, not Victor.
Ivan's pretty good, too, though. Yeah. the shirt's coming off right now.
Well, on that cue, close at home, we started the conversation. This was Screenfish.